KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. And as we like to do every once in a while, see how trail projects are going elsewhere. Maybe steal some great ideas. Today, we are talking with Phil Dow, the Mendocino Council of Governments, about the Covelo Trail Project. Good morning, Phil.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you much. And good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Cliff.
Indeed. So we had a chance to chat just a little bit before we started the program. And congratulations, Phil. This is certainly good news, getting the thumbs up on this project. You're expecting to start phase one soon, right?
Yes, we are. I was hoping to have already started it, but I'm awaiting some final paperwork and authorization to proceed.
Well, that's how it works. Everything goes a little slower than you want, but as long as it goes, we're good.
Yeah. Well, the good news is we're clearing off some other things that would have gotten away and slowed it down, so we're using our time wisely, but we're
excellent.
Ready.
Excellent.
So Phil, what's the scope of this project in Covelo? And kind of also starting with MCOG has been successful at receiving transportation planning grants that then lead to funding for design, that then lead to funding for construction. So this has been a big process, and MCOG has been successful at getting to this point where the trail will be built soon.
Yeah, if you want me to talk about that a little bit, I'll tell you, what we've done here is utilize, for the last, 15 years or so, Caltrans has had planning grants available for regional transportation planning agencies to apply for. And what I have been doing in Mendocino County is getting planning grants specific to the smaller communities so we can do some planning. Usually the bigger towns are capable of handling things on their own, but as a regional agency, my emphasis has been trying to capture planning grants to look at transportation needs, particularly in those communities that have a state highway going through it, where the state highway is Main Street, because typically the state highway was built, no matter whether it's 50, 60, or 80 years ago, for moving traffic and nothing else. And usually what we find is that going through the planning grant, that we find that the local community has grown up around the state highway, and they want their Main Street to act more like a Main Street rather than a state highway. And so a lot of the things that have come out of these planning grants have been bicycle and pedestrian-type projects, street improvement projects to increase pedestrian safety, crosswalks, and those type of things. We have done these in remote communities, like even though City of Point Arena is incorporated, it's only got 400-and-some people. So we did one in Point Arena, one on the south coast, also in the community of Wallala near the Sonoma County line. little town of Westport, north of Fort Bragg, Laytonville, did a bicycle and pedestrian-focused one, mainly bicycle in the Anderson Valley in the Boonville-Philo area, and also in Covelo, that we'll talk about soon, I guess, and also some mode-specific ones, such as the Pacific Coast Bikeway and the Rails with Trails study. So when this new funding source came by, a couple years ago, the Active Transportation Program, we already had a number of projects that already had been scoped out that fit pretty well into the category of the Active Transportation Program.
Mm-hmm. So let's look a little bit about the project we started talking about, and that is the Covelo Trail Project. This is going to be a Class 1 multipurpose trail It's good for pedestrians and bicycles. What's this going to look like?
Well, it's actually called the State Route 162 Corridor Multipurpose Trail.
That's a long name.
Okay, so we'll call it the Covelo Trail.
Much better.
What it is it's going to go, for all those that are familiar with it, with Metropolitan Covelo, it goes from essentially the downtown area, which is really Highway 162 or their Main Street and Howard, northward all the way to where Highway 162 bends to the east and leaves the community and goes off into the Mendocino National Forest. And along that route, this trail will be at some times adjacent to but separated from the state highway, which is just a two-lane roadway at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But a big part of it is going to be on tribal lands of the Round Valley Indian tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be a standard Class 1 facility, 10 feet wide with gravel shoulders and available for bicycle or pedestrian.
You expecting a lot of folks to be using this?
I really do. You know, sometimes you look at these things and you kind of hope that they will be used by people. This community is really focused on this, and we went through a whole series of planning projects, and we weren't the first one. I mentioned we went through the planning project, and we had really, really surprisingly good response from the public, and they identified that this is their number one priority for that entire Round Valley area. And the reason being is that along the trail, it links what is essentially downtown Covelo with the Tribal Health Center, which is to the north, which is accessible to the entire community, and the entire community uses that. And also the tribal offices are further north, and such facilities as the Cal Fire, and there's some residences off to the north where people regularly walk up and down, and since there's a ditch, drainage ditches on both sides of the highway and the highway prism, there is no shoulder. There might be a foot to walk in. So I have actually seen it, and I have taken pictures that I included in the application of young mothers pushing their baby carriages in the travel lane.
Wow, that's scary.
Of a 45-mile-per-hour roadway up to the Tribal Health Center. And there's absolutely nowhere to walk.
Well, that sounds like this was very necessary, and I'm glad that it's going to be put into fruition.
Yeah, it's necessary and it's substantiated. There's been several pedestrian and bicycle deaths along that route in recent history. So the whole community is really united like nothing I've ever seen before, saying this is our number one project. Please try to help us get this done. So it's I wish we had this kind of unity on every project in Minnesota.
That is for sure. So I was going to say, because you're going through various different plots of land and lots of different ownerships, and you're going through tribal land and city land and probably some private land as well. Luckily, this is a very popular project. How did that permitting process go?
Well, we don't have all the permits yet.
We
have during the public hearing process, we did hear from one property owner that doesn't want any of it going through their land, and so at that point, and that property owner lies adjacent to the tribal lands, and so at that point, the plan is to take the project through the tribal lands and then take it back out into the highway corridor adjacent to that property owner, so that property owner will not be impacted. We want good neighbors. We don't want to force anything on anybody,
mm-hmm.
and so We'd rather have it separated from the highway and out of the highway corridor, but it will be in the highway right away. And, of course, it's Class 1, so it still will be a separation, but we would have preferred to do it otherwise. So we're going to work with the property owners.
So what is your timeline? What is your timeline for final design and permitting, and when you think the trail will be constructed?
Well, what we're trying to do right now is initiate the environmental process, Emily, and as you know, it's hard to tell how long that would take, because we're dealing with resource agencies and different kinds of species and potentially some habitat issues, but we expect that may take up to a year and a half or 2 years, hopefully on the quicker side, but you never know in dealing with the environmental phase. And then we have the design, preliminary design, already complete as part of our planning project, and so we suspect that the design would not take more than a few months, certainly less than a year, and then we would be able to go right into the right-of-way acquisition. It would be a little bit, but not very much, and then construction. These things all take time, even though what it appears to an average person that, that's not a very difficult job. You're not building a freeway, but you still have to go through the same processes, and, you know, I would hope, I'm not going to say anything on the radio that's too over-optimistic, I would say. Yeah, I'm going to prepare people for the worst. It's probably going to be a four-year process.
All right. And when it's all said and done, how long is this trail going to be?
Well, I got the funding for, the partial funding for the first phase was a little over a mile, and I got the environmental money for the first phase of in cycle one. In cycle two, I was successful in getting the rest of the money for phase one, which consisted of money for the design, right-of-way, and construction. And then I had a separate application for everything, all four components, for phase two, and that's the other half mile. And so it's about a mile and a half, and it's about $1.8 million for the first mile and about $1.2 for the second mile. It's not so cheap in the second mile because we have a stream to cross. So there's going to be a stretcher there. And it actually, it kind of depends on what happens with, you know, dealing with structures and crossing streams introduces different kinds of problems. And so, phase two could actually take a little bit longer to do than phase one, even though it's half as long.
Yeah, when you have to put in a structure like that,
yep.
definitely adds to not only the cost, but the time that it takes. You were telling me off air also that about the tribal property that this trail is crossing, and the enthusiasm of the tribe of the trail on this land.
Yeah, well, the tribes were very much involved, the Round Valley Indian tribes. I say tribes plural because there's six tribes up there.
Got it.
That are all in that valley, and they're all in one unit. Was very much integrated with the community up there, and they've been involved from the beginning, and they have been very enthusiastic. I have about a year ago, I drew up an agreement with them after talking to them about what they'd be willing to do, and so now we have maybe the first agreement in the state between tribal government or regional transportation planning agency. I think it is because the California Transportation Commission asked me for a copy of it. It states that the tribal government granted us an easement for this trail, and quite a bit of it's going to be through Native American lands. They not only granted us an easement, but they agreed to maintain all of the facility that's on their tribal lands throughout the life of the project, which I suspect would be at least 40 years.
That is fantastic.
So, yeah, it was. We had unbelievable cooperation from the tribal community up there. It's a lot of those people, their people, you know, that are exposed to the traffic, trying to make their way up to the not only the tribal government center, but also to the tribal health center.
Right.
And they've been unbelievably cooperative and supportive throughout this entire process.
Well, that is fantastic.
Great.
Yeah, certainly good news.
So who will, when the trail is in the state highway right-of-way, has it been figured out who will maintain the trail in perpetuity along the Caltrans corridor?
Caltrans has, we've had some preliminary discussions with Caltrans, and we will have an agreement with Caltrans about maintenance, and I suspect that they're going to be maintaining it as part of the trail within their right-of-way. The details haven't been worked out. They are concerned about having the proper type of equipment to maintain something that's not directly adjacent to their roadway, but we have had some discussions about that, and I think that will be worked out between MCOG and Caltrans.
Yeah, that's great. There's definitely been more of a growing recognition that a Class 1 facility is a key part of a state highway system, and great cooperation with Caltrans on these types of projects.
Yeah, Caltrans has been very cooperative. Of course, they're stretched for money like everybody else, and they're kind of reluctant to take on any other responsibility. But the problem is really in their right of way, because there isn't anywhere to walk along the roadway. And as I said at the beginning, the community kind of grew up around the highway,
yep.
And it is their main street.
That is the case in a lot of communities.
Yes, it is in a lot of rural areas.
All righty. So we are rapidly running out of time. Emily, are there any other things that we need to touch on before we wrap this?
Yeah, not for today, but in the next coming weeks, we're going to be talking about the new federal transportation bill that was just passed and what that means for our local communities and what that means for funding for walking, biking, and trail projects. So that'll be coming up soon, along with talking about other funded active transportation projects in the region. So, but really want to thank Phil Dow from Mendocino Council of Governments for talking about the Covelo Round Valley Highway 162 trail project, and look forward to keeping in touch about how that progresses. Exciting project.
Indeed. Yes, thank you, Phil.
Hey, you're welcome.
All righty. And Emily, as always, thank you for pulling all this together.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff.
You bet. This conversation on Happy Trails, as all conversations are, will be podcast shortly. You'll find that at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.